0TR. 0TR clear. Yeah. Just called for you. 0TR. I heard you there a little earlier, but I was headed downstairs. How's your day?
It's going pretty good. I was trying to make sure. I was trying to get into the SC Heart repeaters, so I came over here just to make sure I was getting into this one. But supposedly there's two of them in the area. One on, let's see, 145370 with a tone of 123. And then there's another one that's up on 441675 with a tone of 91.5. And I've got all that set up right, but I can't bring either one of them up. I don't even know if that system's operational anymore.
Bill, I just, there was a wonderful article about billing at K9OH on about the second or third page of the last QST. And so I would think it is. Let me get this straight. That second one, the first one was 145.370.123 hertz. And the second one was 416.75915.
441.675, and it's the tone is 91.5. Now I'm Paris Mountain.
675. I transposed the numbers around, I guess, didn't I? Oh boy. Well, I was headed downstairs to check a headlight out, and on my Tacoma, and I put some new lights in it last year. They had a problem back in 2011 with them, and they burnt the area around them, and so I just replaced the whole assembly. But now I find that the bulb in there is different than what the factory one was, so I'm trying to decipher. It took magnifiers to get the number off of it. But, yeah, now that I think of it, I was talking to a real nice gentleman in the emergency weather thing yesterday. He asked for a radio report. I had his call sign written down, but I pitched it, I guess, Bill, and talked about Billy some. So I am assuming that everything's fine on the SC Heart system. I just don't use it, and I thought about enabling it, but one night they were doing their emergency procedures, and I was scanning, and it was locking on that, and I wasn't involved, so I locked it out. So I think that's all I got to do is unlock the system.
No, Billy. I'm not familiar with him at all. But, I've got the website here, the repeater frequencies, PLN notes, and I'm just trying to bring the repeaters up. The local one, those two, I can't bring them up, but I can get, see, of course, this one, I can get the 8-2 repeater. I mean, I can get the repeaters. I should be able to get the others, but they're just not coming up. I've got this encoding, and I got those tones in there. They just don't come up.
Maximus at times on those tones, but they're a good thing. But sometimes for people like me, they're a little difficult to get in, but I can eventually get them in there. But Billy was visually impaired starting at the age of 3, and a friend of his was a ham. Later on, he started losing his sight. And so Billy had went to school here in South Carolina for the deaf and the blind, and to say he overcome it is an understatement. He's an IT guy. He's got 3 repeaters. He is like one of the heads of the National Weather Service emergency system, and just an incredible critique about him there. And in the last QST, you'll have to go read that. And I had a friend that stepped on a landmine in Vietnam, and I helped him out up in Kansas. And boy, Billy, well, even Eldon, my friend, he done real good and got up to an extra class. But Billy is, wow, that's all I can say about the man. But I've talked to him a few times, and the nets I heard on there were extremely disciplined, and they sounded really good. Thought about getting involved, but I never have. But I know they can couple those repeaters up and talk clear down. I think I talked to John's Island one day down on the coast. He's clear as a bell.
Warren, when I used to drive back and forth to work, which is now over 4 years ago, I used to get on quite often because my older brother, the one that's passed away now, but he and I would talk on those SC Heart repeaters. And the reason I'm interested now is so I can talk to Phil. He's in Pageland now. And I was trying to get into these repeaters so I could hook up with Phil. But do you have those repeaters in with those tones in your radio?
At least the 145.370 was, but I haven't fooled around much with the UHF portion down here. I did when I was in Kansas, but I really can't even comment on that UHF part. But, yeah, I had 145.37 in, and now as to the tone and the authenticity of that, I'd just say Google it and probably come up with it.
I'm looking at SC Hearts, so I know what it is. So that's not the question. It's 145.370 with the 123 tone. So the thing is, I've got it in here, and I've got exactly like that. It's, I cannot bring it up. I was wondering if you can bring it up.
Check here and see if I got it in this radio. I know I got it in the mobile units. Just stand by just a second, and I'll run through these and see. This is N0TR.
Thanks. N4IQ.
4JQY. KO4JQY. I heard you talking about the heart repeaters. The one on Parrish Mountain right now, I think it's currently down. They went for maintenance on the 9th, and something happened. They haven't been able to repair it yet.
Okay. That's the... okay, so I assume the 145... Let me look here again. Hold on. It's... well, I can't find it on my... Oh, here it is. Yeah, Parrish Mountain. Okay, so that's the 145.37. Okay, so that's the reason it's not coming up. Okay, I appreciate that. And do you know about the, well, both of them are Paris Mountain. You know about the UHF, the 441.675?
Portion of that repeater is still working. I'm not sure on the analog side.
Okay. I've got radios with Fusion and D-Star, but I don't have DMR, unfortunately.
Yeah, that repeater works on the PRN, NCPRN network. So it links to that, but I'm pretty sure the analog side's down at the moment as well.
Both those repeaters?
As far as what I read on the scheart.org website the other day.
And I'll take a look on that on the website. I'm on the website for repeater frequencies, but what I need to do is go to home here, and I'll go up and look at it. Matter of fact, I'm on it right now, so... All right, what is the name?
Sorry, Joe over here in Taylor's.
Okay. All right, Joe. Okay, well, that's good information. I'll do some more reading on the side here. What I'd just been looking was on the repeater list, and didn't really go anywhere else to see what was up and running. But I do appreciate that. Let me take a standby and read this. Then I'll maybe I won't bother anybody. KF4GQY, N4IQ. Checked, and I don't have it in my radio in the house here. And got a piece of celery in my mouth, excuse me. I just wanted to report to you that Rusty had a positive COVID-19 check this morning, and we're wishing him well. No, I didn't know about that. I tell you what, you have to stay away from crowds. I tell you the way it is now. If you get in a crowd, somebody's got it. They don't know it, and they're passing it. That's just the way it is. Well, I hope he's well. I went to get my hair cut yesterday. His father's been cutting my hair for over 3 decades. His mother just passed away. She had it. He did not test it, but she got COVID within like 3 days. She was gone. I'm sorry to hear that, Bill. We just hear story after story after story like that. Yet my neighbor's in her late 50s, and she had it. And she had cancer and had an eye removed. And it was about as mild a case of the flu as there ever was. And they think the daughter had it, too. And the same occurred with her. And she's by no means a healthy specimen. She smokes cigarettes like a smokestack. And we love them. They're great neighbors, but I wish she'd quit that. The Marlboro man is a good example. And you know what he died of. But you would have thought with somebody like that, that it had been really bad, but it wasn't. And yet other ones that are completely healthy, they pass away from that stuff. Well, I can't wait to and get my shot. I don't think they're offering it down to VA yet. I haven't heard anything. But I got a doctor's appointment, my normal 6-month one, at Tuesday. So maybe I can find out some more. But the doctor actually told me through instant message that civilians probably know more about it than they do, Bill.
Got that. World. The South Carolina DHEC has a really good checking it daily. And they have updates just about every other day on it. And they sound like they're pretty well organized. The biggest problem they're having is getting the healthcare people available to be able to give the vaccine. This was like 2 days ago I checked. I was going to check today, but it's something like they give all kinds of statistics like utilization rate, ability to get what they've got out to the people that need it, and right now it's only like 30%. So they got the vaccine sitting there. It's just getting it to the proper people, and they're still in phase 1A, and 1B is supposed to be like mid February. They called it early. They called it late. How did they put that? But anyway, it's winter. They said actually said February, the schedule they have, middle of February. Of course, that all depends on this and that and whatever. But that group, the group is 1B, is anybody older than 75 and older. It doesn't matter what kind of condition you have, you will be next on the list. And they haven't announced exactly how they're going to do that, but all you got to do is watch their website, and they'll make an announcement how those people are going to get contacted and go in. I expect if you have a driver's license and some kind of ID that says 75, you just go to the nearest place that's got the vaccine, and you'll get it. So I don't know if you've been following the DHEC website or not. It's really, really a good one. But anyway, I just looked at the Greenville Parish Mountain Service outage, and I do appreciate Joe coming in here. And right there, first thing on their website, on the homepage, which I didn't look at, says the
tower construction work at Paris Mountain was interrupted today when the crew received an emergency call in Tennessee. But anyway, to make a long story short, the repeaters will be off the air starting Tuesday, December 15th, for the tower modifications, and the outage originally scheduled for the week of November 16th had to be delayed. So it sounds like they're still waiting to get back up there. N0TR, N4IQ.
For that information, because I'm sure no help on it, but I would imagine, knowing Billy, that it'll be even a better improvement than what they had originally there, because he's a go-getter, it seems like. That's really worth reading that article, by the way. I was thoroughly impressed. Well, Bill, I'll let you go. I know you're wanting to read some of that. I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here. Bernice is making chicken and noodles for breakfast, dinner. Yeah, that later on. She's got some celery and cauliflower and that out here, and some cottage cheese with tomatoes and peppers in it, which I like. And by the way, I talked to the famous ND7J this morning, and he was just as ornery as I am, if that's possible. I really enjoy talking to Bob. He's a corker, ain't he?
I'd vote for both of y'all, even Steven. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he sent me some information yesterday that I needed. So, all right, so, yep. Sounds like you're going to be well supplied with food again, as usual. Lane took off today to go to Anderson. She'll be there most of the weekend. Until Monday, she's animal sitting for some friends of ours in Anderson. They decided, well, they didn't just decide, but they had a planned trip up to West Virginia. So they left early this morning, and I'm sure they got caught in all that snow. But so I'm batching it. She did good, though. I'm not going to starve. There's plenty there, and the prime piece of nourishment is sitting on the stove. It's a big, huge cherry pie, which I really don't need, but I love. All right, Tom, we'll see. And I'm getting ready for one of the contests this weekend. N0TR, N4IQ.
Is that a 161 this weekend, Bill?
Exclusive. I mean, they have multiple contests every week, just about every day. But this, what's coming up is North American QSO Party, CW. And it's 160 through 10. But it's limited to 100 watts and no spotting. So you have to do it. You have to do it the old-fashioned way, as they say.
N0TR. Well, that's good. I hadn't heard that. Gee, Manny. Yeah, for 19 years, that's all I had, Bill. And, I love this amplifier, though. Wow. I'm sure glad you guided me towards that. That's the best thing that ever happened. I have heard a few lately, and like last night I worked Belgium and Poland and I don't know, Russia. You work almost every night. But it seems like they come on not long after Gray Line, and then they just, the man goes out unless you want to just have a conversation with somebody up, like 70, 25 on up. But the low ones, which usually have good CW operators, not anymore. There's a lot of real slow ones down there in what used to be the extra portion. But they need to get up there where they can really talk to somebody at that speed. Like 70-20 on up seems to be the QSL area. But that's just my opinion. And they're welcome down there too. But you just didn't used to hear slow code operators in that area. But I sure enjoy that amp, and I worked one last night. Let me see. I can't remember where in the world that thing was. And, well, it might have been that Belgium. It had a big long call sign for a special event. And it was, he heard me. And I think I throwed about 900 out there on 40. But anyways, I was telling Bob that Bernice made homemade orange sherbet ice cream last night and hazel food cake with Cool Whip icing mixed with pineapple. And all he said was, shut up, I'm going to hang up on you. He's something else. But at any rate, we had a great conversation. He had his tear ducts operated on, and he sent me a picture. And I said, there's no hope for ugly. And it was not as bad as that one you sent me, Bill, when you had that done. But it made him really look old, but his tear ducts were pointed in the wrong direction, and he got those straightened out. I asked him how his heart was. He said, it's doing fine. The wife don't have to wind me up at night with a clock mechanism, you know. And I said, yeah, but I said, it's those blue pills you're taking all the time. So he couldn't talk after that. Bill, I'll let you go. Great hearing you. In 4IQ, in 0TR73, and tell Phil hi.
Yeah, I knew about his operation. Well, I'm going to have to come over there and see if you got blue pills. All right, enjoyed the chat. And, by the way, my brother, John, the one in Florida, ordered, well, just before Christmas, HRO had some sales on different equipment, a lot of MFJ stuff. But he decided he'd get one of these 1306s, and but he had to get on back order. Well, about the same time, just before he got that, I ordered another one of these tuners, like the big tuners, which you and I have. I think it's the 998. It's back on back order. I tell you, evidently the parts shortage is really hurting a lot of these manufacturers, electronics people particularly. But they don't know when they're going to have them in. It'll probably be January or February. Okay, I'll try. N4IQ, we'll catch you later.
Yeah, I don't have any of those pills. My neighbor does, and he offered the other day to loan me some. I said, no, it wouldn't be necessary at my age. And he said, well, we can cut one in half for you, Tom. I said, no, I'll pass Tim. shoot. Anyways, I'm just kidding about Bob. But really, really enjoyed it. And yeah, I ordered something from HRO the other day, a speaker. He had to come out of West Virginia, and I think it was about the only one left. And I had to send in one of my 998s. It's over there now. But I have a spare, so I'm doing okay. And I like that. But if I have any more trouble, I think I'm going to get one of those ones like Bob has, but I don't think I, or used to have. I don't think I'm smart enough to program one of the, PAL stars. But oh my, you need to mortgage the house. We'll see you later, Bill. I might talk to you about that someday. 73, this is N4IQ in 0TR. Good to hear you.
One more. Yeah, PAL stars are excellent. But, you know, I've got two of these 998s. I've never had a problem. One of these, I bought it just about the month they came out. And they just really worked good for me. I bought the other one I got an FT-991A. My TS-2000 gave up the ghost. I think I told you about that. And it is... I like the FT-991. It's got a built-in tuner, but it's only got a 3-to-1 range on it. It's not nearly as good as what's in our 590s. But anyway, that's what I'm getting it for, because I operate the big Ameritron amplifier that I've got over here, the full legal limit, two ceramic tubes in it. So something that I could use with it as well. So, and they have a, MHA has the cable, automatic tune cable that goes with it, as, just like it does for ours. All right, I said I'm going to leave. I am. Bye. 0TR.